dozens of bystanders stood in a parking lot across the street from the Azana salon after learning about the shootings. Many shook their heads in disbelief while watching scores of tactical officers and emergency vehicles swarm into action. Joe Brent of Minneapolis says he was eating breakfast around 11 a.m. at the McDonald's next door to the salon when he heard gunshots. He says the next thing he knew, police were telling everyone to leave.
The girl was yelling too, and that was the thing that she needed help. And then the police officer had to help her out to get to the ambulance. And then after me seeing her, I was like seeing the blood and getting her neck covered up. That's where she got shot. I was just like, I got paranoid because I've never been in those situations.
Brent described the scene as chaotic and said he was frightened heading to his car to get away from the scene. Kyle Gagnon of New Berlin was working at a kiosk inside Brookfield Square. He says he had just opened it when authorities told him the mall was on lockdown and he should get inside a store. Once he did, he learned of the shootings when he checked his phone.
Everybody was texting me, calling me, asking me if I'm okay. They know I'm at work, so my friends were all telling me what was going on, keeping me informed. So,
and what was going through your mind?
Very worried, terrified, kind of wondering what was going on. Worried that, you know, the guy was gotten to the mall somehow, that's why we were on lockdown. It's just a very scary thing. You never know what's going to happen, especially it being your job. And
Gagnon says he and others waited at the back of a store for 2 hours before police signaled the all clear to leave. Sean Brandenburg told me he arrived at the mall around noon to shop with his son, but was told he could not enter. Brandenburg lives nearby and finds recent violence terribly disturbing.
You know, you can't go anywhere nowadays without constantly looking over your shoulder for anything that could possibly happen. I mean, it's proof possible you can't even go to church nowadays without having to look over your shoulder. It's just a sad, crazy world that we live in, and something's got to get done about it. You know, it's sickening, you know, especially when you're trying to raise a family and child in this world, and it's a lot different from when I was his age.
Brandenburg says Sunday's shootings resurrected bad memories of the Sikh temple shootings in Oak Creek less than 3 months ago. He notes both occurred on Sundays during beautiful weather. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.